you're smooth,
Mike.
Oh, I'm a crunchy. Please.
Yeah.
Saturday 9th of November, and we've just done the Prince's Park Run for the second time. It was Mike. Yeah, well, I'll let you describe a little bit about yourself and what guiding was like and what it was like compared to last week.
Okay, my name's Mike. I came across Louise last week on social media. She was looking for a guide runner. Never done it before, and I'm also new to running as well. We did our first park run last week at Princess Park, Liverpool, and despite being quite apprehensive, within a couple of minutes, thought we're a good team, really. Louise described how she wants to run, what type of pace, and before I know it, I just treated it as a normal run around the park. This week, much colder this morning. Louise actually had her leggings and kept her top on, warm, thick top on this week. Soon warmed up, the crowd was a lot better, the other runners. Livelier, a lot of clapping and cheering, which really helps. And we managed to run about nearly a minute quicker than last week, which I'm really pleased with, and hopefully Louise is as well.
So how long have you been running? What have you done?
Running, I only started, end of June. It was my friend from London, a games maker, Donna, who's been pestering me for a year to start running. So when I went back down to London in the summer, started doing some 5k runs, some park runs with Donna, carried it on when I got back. Princess Park's my local, I say local, it's the only one in the area really, but I started doing a lot of running just locally where I live. So I went from about doing 10 or so 5k runs to doing the Great North Run a couple of months ago, and carried on running. I love it now, and aiming to do quite a few marathons to do some fundraising next year to try and raise some money to get some sports wheelchairs for some friends in Moldova.
So will the Rock and Roll Park Marathon be your first marathon?
My first marathon is actually a Barcelona marathon. I've got the date now. I think it might be March or April. So that's my first confirmed booking. And then rock and roll, and then I'm aiming to try and do some more as well.
And I was going to say about we got the Glasgow interview next week.
Oh yes,
which we're going to look for.
Oh yes, finally, I finally got an email last week for Glasgow 2014 Commonwealth Games to be a volunteer. Email came very late on, but I'm just glad it's come. I logged on, had a choice of dates. They only gave me two dates and only a 1 week's notice. But luckily, I've got time off work and I've booked the transport. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I might even take my running gear with me and have a run around Glasgow after the interview to take in the sights and surroundings.
So you haven't booked any touristy things?
No. I'll do it myself. I'll do my own research on the internet and either walk around or, as I said, go for a nice jog around the area.
Well, thanks for guiding, obviously, really appreciate it.
Oh, no, I really, really like it. And I said, to be honest, it's the second time ever I've done it with you, and it just feels so natural. It just feels like it's just a run with a running partner. It's really nice. And after last week doing two 5K runs back to back, feel a bit lost this morning, only doing one.
And you got the PB?
Yes, PB last week, yes. Nearly a minute quicker. And,
Your PB as well.
Oh, yes.
The second part.
That's right, yes. Got another PB from my own personal one last week as well. I would have been even quicker, but nature called.
Well, thanks for guiding.
Okay. Oh, no, thanks for having me.
Thank you, darling.
No, I said thanks for guiding.
Thank you. What? She's getting a bit. So soon, you know.
No, Mother.
Thank you, darling. Right, so. Right, do the dishwasher shortly.